We're about to elect not only a new governor, but almost an entirely new group of state office holders. No more than 9 of the 38 state senators will be back next year. Depending on what the voters do, only about half of the lower house will return. All of the legislative leaders will be gone forever. We'll have a new governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and attorney general. Not only do we not know yet who these folks will be, in some cases, we don't even know yet who's running. But they'll all take office barely 4 months from now. And this fresh group of faces will be in charge of a Michigan with the same old problems. We have a cash-starved state whose budget process throws up a huge deficit every year. We have an education system in crisis and a bloated, inefficient, and vastly expensive network of prisons that seem to neither keep us safe, rehabilitate, or even adequately punish serious offenders. Michigan has lost almost 1 million jobs over the past decade, and Detroit has lost 1 million people since its peak. Our century-old core industry has withered to a shadow of its former self. Nothing that comes near to replacing it, or the jobs it provided, is on the horizon. Yet, incredibly, both city and state have been trying to do business as usual. That can't work anymore. What Michigan needs is top-to-bottom reform, or maybe reinvention, of what government does and how it does it. This has long been true, but is especially urgent now, as it now stands in a few months we'll either have a governor who is now the mayor of a medium-sized city, or a governor who is a successful businessman without a day's experience in government. Whoever the winner is will need to push for major reforms that will drastically change the way state government functions. If that doesn't happen, and happen quickly, we'll just continue down our familiar, dreary downhill slide. What we need to hear from these candidates is how they propose to do this. For years, we've heard the same sterile, unthinking arguments. Republicans insist on tax cuts and not raising revenue, no matter how big the crisis. Union leaders and some Democrats have been at least as absurd. They vowed to defeat Speaker of the House Andy Dillon, and they did, because he argued in favor of putting all government workers on the same health care plan, argued in favor of rational pensions the state could afford, and helped push some older and more expensive teachers into retirement. They never addressed the fact that the state is taking in billions of dollars less every year. They didn't want to see the big picture. They didn't care. We need to demand that Virge Bernero and Rick Snyder tell us what they would do now. This is for their good as much as ours. When the campaign ends, the winner won't have time. He'll be exhausted and faced with the problem of putting together a government and finding the right people for a wide range of jobs. For the next 10 weeks, we'll be hearing a lot about who's going to win. But what really matters is what they do. For a change, let's try asking that.